This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It's the 21st day of February. Feels a whole lot more like it could be the 21st day of, well, not March, but I suppose April Dawn Day of day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Boy, what a strange weather system we've had for the last week and a half. And it looks like we're going to be warm here in the Midwest all the way through the end of the week. What can you tell me?
Well, yeah, a lot of times I always have to remind people that it's not unusual in midwinter to get a break. It's like the halftime in a football game. You know, you have the first half of winter, you get a break, everybody goes to the locker room, and then we come back out for the second half. So that's how we sort of need to view this recent spell of mild weather that really has dominated the last 2 weeks, really from the Rockies east with these above normal temperatures, spring-like conditions, a lot of spring fevers going around. But this weekend, next week, the following week, while we don't see cold coming in and staying, we do see a lot of up and down. And there's going to be more downs than up as we look at several systems coming through, as there's going to be a wholesale change in the jet stream pattern. The same pattern that's resulted in the mild weather is going to change, and that will cause other changes down the road.
And what kind of highs are we looking for, and when will they be low enough that we'll notice?
Well, I certainly expect that the first salvo of noticeably cold temperatures will be coming in this weekend. As we get into Saturday and Sunday, we're going to see at least a 20 to 30 degree drop in temperatures from where they are now. And then that's going to stay chilly through the early parts of next week, and then mid to late next week, another system will come on through. And by Wednesday, Thursday of the following week, next week, we are going to be looking at temperatures getting colder. Now, there's going to be warm-ups in between these cold episodes, which is typical as we get into March, as we get a little bit of an up and down pattern there. But do expect more episodes of cold coming this last 2 weeks, not an indication of what March is going to be like.
Take me to the southern hemisphere now and tell me about conditions in the growing regions there.
Well, as we go into Brazil, first of all, Brazil is probably the area that's going to have the best chance of being wet and also the coolest of the two growing areas. Nothing excessively cold or excessively wet, but they are going to be a little bit wetter than Argentina. Argentina, on the flip side, looks to be drier and warmer, a bit below normal with precipitation and above normal temperatures in Argentina, cause some high evaporation rates. So Argentina drying out a bit.
Yeah, thanks, Don.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Don't forget to pick up your tickets to the All-Day Ag Outlook. That's just 2 weeks away now on the 7th day of March, two Tuesdays from now, over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The $30 includes your morning coffee and a roll, the midday lunch, and all day long we'll talk to the agricultural brokers and commodities and analysts that you hear. More than a dozen of them. Mike Zuzlow's coming in. Dan Zwicker will be in. They're the farthest away, but everybody else should be there too. We'll also take up farm policy, and we'll do the weather. We'll do the weather with Eric Snodgrass from Agrible right here on campus. Don't miss it. Tickets are available online now at willag.org or by dialing 800-898-1065. I'm Todd Gleason.